Wednesday morning, so glad to join you for another day to shift on our Shift Today radio experience, where you have an opportunity to feed your faith and starve your doubts and join everyday people who are just like you going through trials and tribulations, who are just like you rejoicing for the victories of God even as they're standing by faith, and also making a difference in your realm of influence. You're challenging your perspectives as you're being empowered and equipped on every single weekday broadcast. My name is Ministry. I am your morning host, and my name is Nina Roach, and this is one of the ministries that I have an opportunity to bless the people of God with the gifting that he's given me of prophetic teaching, as well as being a lead pastor of Shift Today Ministries. So I tell you, I got a lot on my plate, and it's a good plate to have, especially when it's the plate that God has assigned and allotted to you. And I pray that all is well with you, wherever you are and find yourself listening to me this morning. On today's segment, we're going to be talking about the health belongs to the righteous, and it's not just physical health, it's your emotional health, relational health, financial health, whatever it is. Just know that it belongs to you because you are the righteous. These are the benefits that you and I have inherited as kingdom citizens, as sons and daughters of God. We have the have received the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. But before we go any further, I definitely want to welcome my special guest, the Holy Spirit. He is here on this broadcast, ready to release to you and I fresh insights, take us deeper in revelation knowledge as we've been meditating and pondering on the word of God, because that's what meditation is, to ponder upon the word of God. He's reminding us of what we have and who we are and how to execute those plans that have already been predestined for each one of us. So you're in a great place today, even to listen to today's segment, because how does faith come? It comes from hearing the word of God. So you are already positioning yourself to receive the ministry of the word of God. And also join us tonight for our shift, the Wednesday shift worship experience. And that is the place where we collectively experience God's love in worship, the word, and in community. So with my special guest, he'll be there too. Wherever we go, I go, my special guest is there. And guess what? He's there with you too. That's what I love about my special guest. He's not selfish with himself. He spreads himself wide to the farthest nations. He's hovering over the unbelievers whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life and don't even know it yet. They haven't awakened yet to the promises of God, but I tell you, he's getting them ready. So don't even worry about your loved ones. Continue to cover them and call those things that be not as though they were, as you are believing for all that God has for you. Amen. So let's go right in and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for another opportunity to join collectively with the body of Christ on this Shift Today radio experience. I ask, Lord God, that you bless us indeed this morning, and that you expand our territories, and that you continue to give us hope, Lord God, in the future that you have promised us, Lord God, that we get a chance to live and experience, even starting today. And as you're expanding our territory, Lord God, keep your hand upon us so that we don't cause pain. Lord, not only do we want to receive pain, but we don't even want to be a part of causing pain, whether if it's pain for ourselves or even the pain of others, Lord God. Cause us to just be so in tune today with your Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, do what you do best. Be God on this Shift Today radio experience. Manifest yourself through any of your attributes, because there's so many attributes and facets of you. As you show the beauty of your holiness, of who you are with us and within us and hovering over us, just have your way, Holy Spirit. Think through my mind this morning. Speak through my lips of clay. Open up all the hearts of those that are listening this morning, or whether they'll be in tune listening live later. Whatever it is, Lord God, the same anointing will be there just as strong as if they were with us on this morning segment. And so may we experience, that's what we've come to experience you God inside of us this morning. And so reveal yourself, reveal revelation knowledge, reveal words of wisdom, reveal whatever it is you want to reveal. Just have your way. We release this broadcast to you, and it's covered under the blood of Jesus. And Satan, we're reminding you that we're the master over you, and Jesus is still Lord. If you agree with that prayer, why don't you go ahead and say amen and amen. Once again, we're going to be sharing about health belongs to the righteous. Well, who is the righteous? Let me tell you who the righteous is. The righteous is anyone that has been born again by the acknowledgement of their confession of faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, realizing that they do have an overlord, because they're not God as God is. He doesn't have an overlord because he's God. He's the self-existing one. He's the creator of us all. And with that, by that declaration of faith, they have inherited brand. And the brand of a believer, here it is, and everybody wants to be branded. That's the trend right now. Everybody's branding themselves through whatever they're creating or branding themselves. But I tell you, once you've been branded in the kingdom of God, this is your new name. You're going to get another new name, because he tells us that in the word. You're going to get a new name. You don't even know what that name is yet, and it ain't going to be Pookie, okay? Maybe Pookie, who knows? Pookie the anointed one. See, this is what I mean. We also have laughter on our Shift Today radio experience, but I don't think your new name is going to be Pookie. But I tell you, what it will be is definitely going to start with being the righteous, because you are the righteous. Why does God rename you the righteous from sinner? It's because God is righteous. And so when you come from the kingdom of darkness, which we were all born into the world with, hear what I'm telling you this morning, we all were born short of the glory of God, short of his goodness, short of being who he originally intended us to be. And so Jesus says, you know what? So there's no more shortage. Here it is. No more shortage of salvation. Let me just be this one-time experience and have the people manifest who they are as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So Jesus came to make up the difference after we were all born into this sinful, deceitful, lying, Satan-controlled system. Remember, the earth is still God's and the fullness thereof, but we were born into an unrighteous system where they don't play fair, deal fair, spit in your face, chew you up, spit you out, and don't care a darn thing about you. But I tell you, Jesus says, I care about you. I care about every detail about you, and I'm willing to even burst my capillaries and my arteries and my mind on Gethsemane. I'm going to meet God in that place, that same place. You better believe Jesus went into that same garden where Adam and Eve were deceived, because he says, I'm not only going to just let you know that I'm here, just like we're called to do in the world, but I'm going to let you know, devil, I'm here to take over. There's a new commander. There's a new king that's going to rule, and everything is going to be made upright again, including my people that God has sent me to gain. So there's many, as Jesus said in John 17, that they have not come into the fold. That's why you don't judge people who are not there yet, because guess what? They're going to probably be your neighbor in their mansion in heaven when you get there. So don't judge them just because they don't look right, sound right, don't talk right, and whatever. They may be unrighteous now, but Jesus died for them too. And it's just a matter of time as God is wrapping this thing up that they're going to know that there is a God. He still lives, and he's praying that their faith would fail not. And he's praying for us as the laborers in the field to harvest the souls of the unrighteous, because this is the time of the harvest. Jesus says, don't say in 4 months, then comes the harvest. He says the harvest is now. So it's for us to be astute and alert and wise to see who is among us, reminding everybody, hey, are you up? You're not up, let me pray for you. If you're not up, let me lead you. If they're not up, best way to lead a person who's unrighteous, let me tell you a secret. And it's really not a secret, but there's a strategy. As you see, if you're paying attention, you'll see them going through things. And you know what? The best way, and it's a smooth way to do it, just share your testimony. that, you know what, I was once in that place, maybe not like that. Because for me, sometimes I don't experience some of the same things that other people experience, but I sure in the heck know what it's like to be in pain, to be or even deficient in health. I've been there. And you know, deficient in finances. I've been there. Deficient. So then I can just share with them what God has done. You know, even in the midst of them naturally just worrying, you know, that's a natural thing because they don't know, they're not aware. Even believers are still worrying, and God says to cast all of the care upon him because he cares for us. We're not called to worry. Why? Because Psalms 130:80 says that he's going to perfect the things that concern us. He's going to make it better. Hear what I'm telling you today. So health belongs to the righteous. So you need to know that no matter what, that you have been branded to be righteous. There's so many places in the Bible, starting from Habakkuk, and pay attention. Anytime when you see where there's what they call the first law of mention, that means the first time you ever read something that God has said, that means that thing is established. The first law of mention. So we know that it was always the heart and the intent of God to heal us because he said even in Genesis 6:3, he says, then the Lord said, and I'm reading from the CEV version, I won't let my life-giving breath remain in anyone forever. No one will live for more than 120 years. And as long as I've been here in the earth and have even read the papers, read magazines, get online, I've never seen anyone live 121 years. So I believe God's pretty faithful with that, his word in Genesis 3 and this 6:3. And this is after he, if you read Genesis 5, you can see redemption happening right then. And that was leading even through major and minor prophets, all through scripture, even through when we get up into the new covenant, there's better promises that God had already started making redemption available, even in the garden when God took off those fig leaves from Adam and Eve that they made, he began to cover them. And I believe he covered them with his grace, with his love. And that's what we are even called to do, believers. We're called to cover the sin of others, not to expose it, not to announce it, not to take pride in that we think that we're sharing really a prayer request when really we're just sharing more gossip to share of somebody's brokenness. Amen. We are not called to do that. God didn't do it in the garden, so let's not do it in the fields where we are. Amen. So therefore, God was already showing them redemption, even as I read the other morning in Genesis 5, he was still showing them his redemption of life and health. Because when you read Genesis 5 from any version, starting from Genesis 1, which I'm going there right now as I'm turning my pages, where was I at? Right here. It says, this is the book of the generation of Adam. So, and then I have right next to it the Genesis of the book of grace, because basically whatever happened from the earliest chapters of Genesis after the fall, it says this is the tree of the human race. When God created the human race, he made it godlike with the nature, created both male and female, and blessed them, the whole human race. When Adam was 130 years old, so basically God started his chapter of grace with Adam being 130 years old. And then he goes into his son, who was just like him, who had the very same spirit and image, and he named him Seth. See, Seth was the beginning of grace. Hear what I'm telling you. Get this by revelation knowledge this morning. So what happened to Adam prior to his Seth wasn't his first son, but it says, again, he created both male and female and blessed them, the whole human race, and he gave him the very spirit and named him Seth. What happened to Cain? What happened to Abel? See, they were born in iniquity. Uh-huh. But see, after God covered Adam and Eve, after removing and those fig leaves that they put on them because of sin, guess what? He started the book. He rewrote the script of the family tree of the human race, and I have in bold letters, grace. He started with Seth. When I read that the other day, literally, and then he says in Genesis 6 that eventually they're going to die. From now on, they can expect a lifespan of 120 years. That's the grace of God. So we have to do things now, believers and everyday people, even unbelievers, even seekers, those that don't even have clear understanding yet, just keep listening, because faith will come. God can make sure that if you show up, he's going to meet you by the Spirit of the living God, at least from this platform, and he is going to meet you right where you are. You don't have knowledge with understanding, because faith comes, knowledge comes, belief will come, so you don't even have to struggle about how can this be and ask all these skeptical questions and all of this other stuff. Just listen, and the Holy Spirit will do the work as you begin to meditate or mutter or ruminate on the word of God. Amen. So now that God says that we can expect a lifespan of 120 years, and now on today's broadcast, I'm talking about that health and healing belongs to you, the righteous. And who's the righteous? Those that have been born again by the Lordship of Jesus Christ and declared that. Nothing that they have to do to work, because this is not a working, toiling system. This is a system where we only are called to believe. Every place through Scripture, Jesus says, do you believe that I can do this? Do you believe that I can save you? Do you believe that I can protect you in the midst of ungodliness and wickedness in the world? Do you believe that your faith and belief in God that I told you in Mark 11:22 will work? Do you believe that I am faithful to you, that I will give you the property, that I will give you the lands, that you will inherit the sinner's wealth? Do you believe that I can heal your body and raise you up off of a bed of affliction? Do you believe that you can speak to the mountain using my words? That's a steady stream to keep not only the stuff out of your life, but keep you up. Hear what I'm telling you this morning. Health belongs to the righteous, and it's not just physical health. Do you believe that you can have one constant thought, that you can meditate on the word of God and not have a double mind, which is unstable? Do you believe that you can cast all your cares upon God and he cares for you, that you've been the head and not the tail, above only and not believe? Do you believe that God can do this with his word? Do you believe that the word, engrafted word, the seed of Abraham, is living inside of you, and you are the just, and this is the only way that you can live, and anything that you get outside of faith is sin? Health belongs to you as the righteous. You are righteous. Make this your first daily decree on this Wednesday morning segment. Say this, especially if you have confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you have not confessed Jesus Christ as your first Lord and Savior, make this your first confession. Jesus is Lord. If you've done that now, you can now say this with us. Say this: I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and health belongs to me. It is part of my inheritance that I have never worked for, but it is part of all that Jesus has worked out and worked for on the cross. Jesus buried all of my infirmities, and he has healed me of every disease. And by the stripes of Jesus, I am the healed, protecting my health. It doesn't get no simpler than that. Why? Because you are the righteous. Once you know that you are righteous by the word of God and not righteous by some standards of some man or woman's religious mindset, God hates religion. He doesn't hate religious people, but he hates religion. Why? Because religion divides. Religion can be confusing. Religion is man-made. That's why God says, don't abort the law. Jesus says, I came to fulfill it. He says, listen to me. God told us, he says, listen to me. If we were there, because I always like to envision myself. I'm very visual. That's good with me, especially with meditation. I'm very visual, and I can see me just standing there with the rest of those disciples when that heavens open up. Come on, imagine with me. Let's have an experience this morning. This is what Shift the Day Radio Experience is all about. Let's have this experience. Let's use our God-filled, beautiful imagination that he given us with the spirit of intelligence and not shrinking back. But let's take it on in this morning. Imagine us all standing there with the other disciples, and we look up because we hear a voice in heaven. Heaven, the skies open up, and then there comes in the form of a dove. Let's just imagine this dove, beautiful white dove, descending, 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 grace fully flowing, descending, descending, and it lands on not just anybody, because there's a lot of people in the crowd right then, because they're standing around, because we're like, whoa, there's, look at this voice. There's the voice. I've never heard a voice from heaven like this before, let alone like this before. I've never even heard a voice. and then I'm watching this graceful dove, form of a dove, descend down on this man, the Son of Man, not the Son of God, the Son of Man. Remember, Jesus came as the Son of Man, because if he came as the Son of God, he would not have to be baptized. He would not have to experience everything that you and I will ever experience until we see him again while we're here in this world. So he came as the Son of Man. So therefore, the Spirit of the Lord began to descend upon the Son of Man, because God knew that though I'm putting my Son among people who are full of religion during these Roman times, imagine this would have been us, full of religion, full of deception, full of lies, full of iniquity. And what did he say in Jeremiah? He says, the heart is deceitfully wicked. So don't think that your own heart won't deceive you. Listen to what the prophet Jeremiah is saying. He's still telling us this today. Imagine Jeremiah was already prophesying all of this. They were all prophesying about this Son of Man. And now that he has come and the Spirit has descended upon him, why does the Spirit descend upon the Son of Man? Why does the Holy Spirit descend upon you? Because you and I, in these last days, not only do we need the word of God, we need the power of God. We need the anointing of God to move these mountains out of our way. And how are we going to do it? We're going to do it with the releasing of the impartation of the engrafted, uncorruptible seed of the word of God that is within us. And we're also going to have the power, because he's going to move it once we speak it. He's going to move it once he reveals to us what needs to be removed. And then we're going to give it a voice, what we do on these Shift Today Radio Experience weekdays through our daily decree. And then we're going to, he's going to move it. It's not by power, he says in Zephaniah 4:6. And it's not by Zechariah 4:6. And it's not by might, but it's by the Spirit of the living God. So Jesus, we're all standing there. He's got the power. And then the voice of heaven says, listen to my Son. Right there, he's saying, listen to grace and truth. This is the voice that I need you to hear in these last days. He says, in these last days, you ain't going to have to keep the law of Moses. That burden is too heavy, because then you got to do all of these things, make all of these sacrifices. And then Jesus announces in Hebrews, if we're listening to him, the word, he says, I've come now to fulfill what the prophets and the major prophets and the law was written of me. I am the law fulfilled. So now listen to me. I've come in the volume of the book through multiple words concerning every area of your life. So if you listen to me, if you read of me, if you partake of me, the bread of life, then you won't put all of these things even in the natural body, because the believers especially, we're full of the word. But one thing I can point out for all of us, not pointing an accusing finger, because if I'm listening to Jesus and knowing what Jesus did as the Son of Man, he didn't come to point an accusing finger, but he came to expose truth. So, see, that's why I don't have to keep exposing what's wrong about you, what's wrong about me, what's wrong of what we're not doing, because the more that we expose truth, truth is going to expose what's wrong with you. Every time you go past 65 miles an hour in a 45, the 45 is truth. But if you keep going to the 65, that 45 convicts you every single time you're doing 90 in a 45, because 45 is truth in the natural. Well, it's the same thing with the word of God. The word of God is truth. So therefore, you won't keep hearing me. You won't hear me, period, from my platform saying, you should, you shouldn't, you shouldn't, you shouldn't. No, I'm going to just keep telling you the truth and telling you the truth and telling you the truth, and eventually something in your soul is going to agree with the word of God. As Amos 3:3 says, how can we walk together unless we are not in a, well, unless we are in agreement? Something in with poverty is going to say no more, because I'm going to keep talking about wealth. I'm going to keep talking about health until you get it in your soul and in your body and say, I'm not taking this sickness anymore. And then I know now you got it. Why? Because I wasn't going to keep saying you're sick. I'm agreeing with your confession. You're sick. You're broke. I'm not agreeing with that confession, because that's not part of your DNA as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm just going to keep telling you the truth. And that's what you're called to do. Just keep telling people the truth. You don't have to keep telling your kids. And I'm going to tell you a lot of times why people don't change, because you keep telling them what they're doing. If God was to keep telling us what we were not doing, we would never change. God just said, keep putting your eyes before my word. Let me tell you what he's telling us this morning in Proverbs 4. Let me just tell you this. Let me tell you this truth that he's telling us. He's saying right here, Proverbs 4, my child, from CEV, listen carefully. He did listen to Jesus, right? Listen carefully to everything I say. Forget a single word, but think about it all, not some of it. That's why we don't come on daily decrees and only focus on money or only focus on health or only focus on marriage. No, we got to take the whole package. And that's why you got to make sure, especially while you are advancing and accelerating, you got to still make them decrees for your health, make decrees over your family. You can't just focus on I'm taking the territory for land and just focusing only on land. Yeah, then Satan will try to zap your health or do something goofy with your kids. No, keep it all covered, so therefore it's all, take all of it, the land, the money, the kids, the marriage, whatever God says, take it all. Why? Because didn't I tell you in Psalms 115:16 that heaven belongs to God? He's governing heaven, but he's giving it, he says right here, I got that too, Psalms 115, but he's giving you, us, the humans. He says he's put us in charge of the earth. The heavens belong to our God. They are his alone, but he has given us the earth and put us in charge. We're in charge of the earth, and God is in charge of the heavens. And guess what? You're in charge to make sure that you stay righteous. You manifest your righteousness. You're in charge to make sure you manifest health. Why? Because you're listening to God. Just like Jesus did, we're not forgetting a single word, but we're thinking about it. We're meditating upon it. And then he says, knowing these teachings will mean true life and good health for you. Carefully guard your thoughts. Carefully guard your thoughts because they are the source of true life. You have to guard your thoughts because if you don't take that thought captive and make that disobedient thought obey the word of God, that thought is going to try to manifest itself to be something and try to govern your life and govern your marriage and put stuff in there about what you think about others. And God's like, they ain't even thinking about you like that. So why are you thinking that they thinking about you like that? Why are you still letting that one thought control you? Cast that thought down. To rebuke that thought, especially if it's not coming from God, because whatever God has not planted in your heart, your spirit, man, or in your thoughts, in your soul, it's your responsibility as the righteous to uproot that godly thought and call those things that be not as though they were. He says from Proverbs 4, verses 24, he says from the CEV, never tell lies or be deceitful in what you say. Keep looking straight ahead without turning aside. I'm telling you, beloved, health belongs to you. It's part of your inheritance as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's make these declarations very quickly. And it's under there. If you got your app, it's under Today I Decree. Every week on Today I Decree, you're going to always find where it says concerning your health. It's your health today. Amen. So let's go there and let's decree and declare what God says. Jesus is Lord over my spirit, over my soul, and over my body. My spirit, my soul, and my body function in perfection the way that God desired it to function day by day. My spirit is perfect. It's beautiful. It's pure. And it is blessed. See, this is the truth. I'm only going to tell you the truth. Create that was created in God's image and likeness. I am blessed in my soul. My mind is renewed, sound, sober, as I meditate on the word of God. I think often on the things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, the good report. Whatever is virtuous and worthy of praise, my emotions are stable. I have the spirit of intelligence, and I know all things that the Holy Spirit reveals to me. And my imagination is whole and creative. Then my body is well, and it is blessed, and it is whole. Let's call it out. My muscular skeletal system, digestive system, respiratory system, urinary system, reproductive system, endocrine system, cardiovascular system, lymphatic system, nervous system, sensory system, integumentary system is strong as well, and it is kept by the Holy Ghost. My body is strong and kept well by the word of God. Do not ever contribute. I go to the gym. Why my body is strong. No, that's the part that you do in response to the word of God. And that's what I was going to share earlier. As believers, that's one area that we must work on together. We must align ourselves with the corresponding action. And we cannot come on this broadcast every Wednesday and make declarations of faith and eat like a pig Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Don't make this your one good day to eat healthy naturally because we're on here making daily decrees. Hear what I'm telling you. I read this morning about aspartame. Aspartame is an unhealthy sugar that is killing folks. It is a methyl. It is an ester of the aspartic acid. What are some of the things that aspartame can cause? Start, and the Holy Spirit told me to remind you all this morning, naturally, with your declaration of faith healthily, read your ingredients. Gum, a lot of gum that you're chewing, guess what it has? Aspartame. Buy the natural gum, even something as simple that you like to chew and pop and click, click, click. Buy natural gum. You don't have to deal with aspartame. He told me specifically aspartame. What's in aspartame? Because this is the natural. What will happen from aspartame? Headaches, dizziness, seizures, depression, attention deficit, Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, and there are many other things. Dr. Axe, his recommendation, and I looked up also with that Dr. Axe, also got Dr. Don Clover, two great Christian physicians, Dr. Axe and also Dr. Don Clover. Dr. Axe says, and this is just a bonus, hold on, I know it's a little bit beyond, but this is good for you. And also what natural unhealthy refined sugars do, like aspartame, they cause diabetes and also tooth decay. My mother used to always say, be true to your teeth so they will not be false to you. Hear what I'm telling you. And one of the things that you can be true to your teeth, even if you've messed up and you've got them replaced, keep the ones you got even to protect your gums. Stop eating unnatural sugars because they also cause heart disease, obesity, hear what I'm telling you, and poor cognitive functioning. Some of the natural sugars that you can partake of, raw honey. It only has 64 calories, one tablespoon. Stevia, doesn't have the best taste because I have stevia, but it's zero calories. Date, 66 calories. Coconut sugar, 45 calories. Maple syrup, 52 calories, but make sure it's the natural maple syrup. Hear what I'm telling you, not that stuff that they're adding aspartame and other stuff to. Even in those bars that you eat, you think they're healthy? Read the back. Read the ingredients. Everything that I use literally in my house and people that have been, especially my parents, even in my business, I wash my business towels for my clients, my guests, with Echo. Echo is a natural ingredient. You wonder why you're scratching and itching? I guarantee you, you are using something that's synthetic in your laundry detergent. Even Echo's, I wash my dishes with Echo's. And you can even find this stuff. They're even putting this stuff in the 99 cent store. For me, I shop at Sprouts and Vitamin City. That's out here in California. Find whatever you need to do. Order the stuff on Amazon. It's even cheaper. Get Echo's products, ECEOS, online. I'm just giving you a natural thing of what I use. You don't even have to use it all. You can keep itching and scratching, putting all them synthetics. I don't even use perfume and colognes anymore. Hear what I'm telling you. I basically use more natural products. The more natural, I'm saying what's more true to nature. Hear what I'm telling you. What you think you're going to be using in heaven? All natural stuff. Because God ain't got all this synthetic stuff that's up in heaven. You're going to be preserving your new body with all natural ingredients. So get used to it right now. Also, blackstrap molasses, 47 calories. Balsamic glaze is a natural sugar sweetener. Banana puree is a natural sugar. Brown rice syrup, real fruit jam. You can make your own real fruit jam. Yeah. And not only that, a lot of these things have vitamin B in it. They have all of these sprouted things in it that's very natural for us. But you can even Google names, because artificial sweeteners have even names that you think is healthy because you see it says all of this other stuff, but such as sucrose, all of this stuff, saccharin, that's all damaging. Even the toothpaste I use is by the natural deodorant. If you're using deodorant as well, that has the what is that ingredient? It's an ingredient in the deodorant. With that ingredient, it causes cancer. Now you wonder, some people get all kind of lymphs and stuff growing. Start using natural stuff. I use everything that I use for my toothbrush and toothbrush. Yeah, right. For my toothpaste. And even for my the stuff that I gargle with is by Toms of Maine. I use the Toms of Maine deodorant, and it's the baby powder one in the green container. I'm just trying to help you to say, if you're going to, God has given us a lifespan of 120 years, why don't you get the anointing for it, get the wisdom for it, to preserve your life for each area of your life so that you can partake and live naturally. Get that, all the omegas in there. You know, they recommend, which is true. You know, if you take flaxseed or get the omega tablet and get it through the things that you eat. Have mackerel? Have sardines. Have the things with all the omegas in it at least twice a week. Have the Alaskan fresh caught salmon. You know, because I'm a vegan at pretty much, well, I am. Only thing that I would really have, the last time I had fish was when I was in Chicago. But everything else for me is lentils and rice and beans and oatmeal and almond milk and coconut milk and smoothies. And I'm maintaining a natural health weight. But I'm also, you got to work out. So do the things naturally, believers, especially with the daily decree saying self over your health. Do the things naturally to partake of your health. Health belongs to you. You are the righteous. Eat the natural things. Clean your body. Also, stop using those darn dryer things for your clothes. And hear what I'm telling you. Get something natural if you want to soften your clothes. And see, with the products that I use, I only use Echoes. And in the Echoes, I like to buy, so the detergent, it has the lavender in it. Sometimes I get the apricot in it. Those are natural softeners already in the detergent. And all of my clothes are clean. Many of you all see me in Bible study at the Wednesday's Experience. And when we have our giving gatherings, I don't smell. So even using natural stuff, it doesn't make you stinky. You just find out the ones that you want to use and let it be natural. I'm a witness to it. Hear what I'm telling you. And there are testimonies even of others. When you start using natural things, God is telling you, stop going. You may not even have to go to the doctor. If you listen to the Holy Spirit, He's not just telling you how to use stuff spiritually. He's telling you, if you just stop using that detergent with all them unnatural ingredients, I guarantee you will not have to go to the dermatologist anymore. And then you stop using it, then you see the results, and you're like, thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm listening to the one that Jesus sent, because Jesus told the Holy Spirit to tell you that while he was praying in faith, to give you a due season word. You could stop the dermatology stuff. But listen to me, don't stop it until you get the wisdom on it. Hear what I'm telling you. That's with anything. Don't just take my word on it. Listen to the Holy Ghost. He's going to always lead you and inspire you to truth. I got my mother on the call. I don't know if it's by accident. Mom, is this accident or no?
Oh, no, it's not an accident. It's the truth.
Okay, well, come on. What you got?
Wanted to say, when you told me about those dry sheets and I read up on it and everything, I stopped using the dry sheets. But I used to do this welting. My body would itch and welt up. You know, I'd have these webs all over me. And I was like, where is this coming from? So I stopped using the dryer sheets, and I don't have those webs and those welts and stuff anymore. So just wanted to give a testimony about what you're saying and about that aspartame. It's very, very, that is something that a lot of people don't realize. Drinking diet pop will make you fatter, will make you sicker, because you're thinking that you're doing something and you're not really doing nothing. What you're doing is killing your body with that diet stuff. So a lot of people think that the diet stuff, if you drink pop, just drink the regular pop, and it's going to be more healthier for you. You will not lose weight drinking diet pop. That is a fact. You will not lose weight. You have all of that stuff and get a Big Mac and a large super-sized fry and then get a Diet Coke. You're just killing yourself all the way around. Nothing that's got that diet, anything that says it's diet, run from it, because that's just what it is, D-I-E, for you. So
right.
we have to make sure
right.
that we look at the labels and make sure that we know what we're doing and read up on stuff. When Nina's giving us these strategies, and read up for yourself. Like you have to go to the Word for yourself. Read stuff up for yourself. Look up things for yourself, and the Holy Spirit is going to lead you to look at the labels, and you're going to start looking at things and understanding the undercover language that the world uses to kill
yeah.
us and to keep us sick and to buy more medications that keep us sick. Be wise. That's all I wanted
Amen.
To say. But I wanted to give that testimony about them dryer sheets. I gave them up.
Yes. Yeah, good, good. And just going back, you even said when you were visiting, you and Dad were going to start using the natural products with the Echo.
And we did.
So,
we did.
Yeah.
We did.
So
and
it's
buying all organic stuff now, and it costs a little bit more, but it really is worth it in the end because you ain't paying no doctor bills.
Doctor
so,
bill.
Yes.
Exactly. And copay. I was giving a testimony even with that, Mom, and those that are listening with us that are still on the broadcast, when I was giving all my account and stuff, I only had one copay for the whole year, and that's been like that for many years. I'm not having all these multiple copays because I'm caught in and out of the doctors. If you are in and out of the doctors often, I just want to suggest to you start renewing your mind from the Word of God, because God's Word is medicine to all of your flesh. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit concerning what to do even naturally, and do something with your body other than dragging it in and out to a natural job and dragging it back home. Even on your lunch 30 minutes, you can do something like simply walk. You know,
amen.
Work out.
Well, I just want to share this one thing with you, Nina, that I share with my Becoming group, because we got a Becoming group here in the Chicago area where we are living our lives to become who God created us to be. And I told my people last week to go into your cabinets mm-hmm. and go into your refrigerator and let the Holy Spirit show you what to throw out, and don't replace
yeah.
it. He will show you,
mm-hmm.
and it's just stuff you just always buy. I always used to buy the regular detergent, and I used to always mm-hmm. buy the dryer sheets, and then I'm itching and can't figure it out, and, you know. you know what I mean? So I would just go do natural things. Go to your cabinets. See what the labels are saying. Throw out all the stuff. Look at those false names for sugar. You'll be surprised. And one thing I'll suggest really quickly, a book called Sugar Blues. It's called Sugar Blues, and it tells you about sugar and how detrimental it is. But it also will tell you about the slavery of the people that had to work in the sugarcane fields. It's slavery, and they still got slaves
wow.
working for sugarcane. Still, just like cotton was for the African American, sugar is for a certain
wow.
nation where they sugar is such a huge business. It was just like cotton. That's the new slavery of today. Sugar Blues.
Wow. Yeah, so. I see it. It's by William Duffy.
Mm-hmm.
And it says here that the classic number one health bestseller that exposed the sugar myth and inspired a health revolution. Wow. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Great.
Thank
God
you for having me
you.
On really quickly. God bless you. I thank you for all that you do for us every single day. The hand of the diligent will bear rule, and you have been diligent, and I thank you. And I declare again, as I have all of pretty much all of your life, that the fruit of my womb is blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
And I agree with that prayer. Amen, amen. So everybody that has still stayed on, I just want to continue to inspire you and encourage you, and with even natural things, because this is our health day, especially on our Shift Today radio experience every Wednesday. And get other people on here. If not, forward them the broadcast. You can do it through the app. Just hit the link and just say, hey, you need to listen to this. Sometimes you don't even have to say anything. Just send people stuff that you've heard and you've been inspired about. You like let them do the listening, and you do the working by just sending it forward. One thing about it, that's never been my heart to build a big platform, because that's God's job. My job as a lead pastor and shepherd and prophetic teacher is to build big people, and especially to build up the righteous, so that we know that health is ours, and all that God has for us is meant for us, and to uproot those lies and ungodliness. That's what Shift Today really is all about, exposing the tactics of the enemy, getting you translated into the kingdom of God, and then finding out and obtaining, and with manifestation, what all belongs to you and I. Amen. So God bless you today. I'm so glad that you joined us. May the Lord bless you, watch you are, and keep over you today. And may the Lord's face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his approving countenance and give you peace and tranquility to depart. I seal all of those declarations of faith today that we made. And Jesus is now rebuking every retaliating spirit that is coming against us. Thank you, Shift Today Ministries, local partners, and our legacy partners. We couldn't do it without you, Holy Spirit and I. We love you, and God bless you, and continue to walk in divine health. And listen to this podcast again so that faith can come. See you tonight, 6:15, at Worship Experience. In Jesus' name, amen.